Immigrants and refugees who rely on English as a second language classes to help them come up to speed in the United States. A program at the Free Library of Philadelphia's Culinary Literacy Center is looking to add a dash of the familiar into your average ESL class. WHYY's Nima Roshania stopped by.
20 recent immigrants and refugees streamed into a commercial kitchen on the fourth floor of the Free Library of Philadelphia's Central Branch on a recent Wednesday afternoon. They hail from over 10 different countries and are excited about classes that pair English instruction with a cooking lesson. The ultimate purpose of the class is not to learn how to make a new dish, says Liz Fitzgerald, the program's administrator. She says it's to provide a familiar setting for students to connect to each other.
The students are not coming from a place of a lack of knowledge about cooking. And so it's been great for us to sort of connect over, you know, here's a can of chickpeas. What do you use chickpeas for in your meals? How would you do this differently at home?
Each class starts with an English lesson that goes over that day's ingredients. Today, instructor Jillian Gerke is leading a lesson on making chana masala.
Onion.
Onion.
How do we spell onion?
She says it goes further than just learning English.
This is about, welcoming new Philadelphians to the city, and there's no better way to do that than to, you know, share a meal together.
Student Jules Nicaravaja says the class is helping him adjust to life in America. He arrived in Philadelphia from Burundi 2 months ago.
I like class because he helped me about to learning very well English. Yes, I'm trying my best.
For 22-year-old Dua Saleh from Eritrea, the class provides a welcoming social space.
Yeah, I'm making a lot of friends because I'm sociable. I'm sociable for a lot of people. I make a lot of friends, like you are my friend now.
All the recipes taught in the class can be made from ingredients purchased on a food stamp budget. Fitzgerald says learning to shop at an American-style grocery store on limited means is an important part of each lesson.
They come in and they see strawberries and in the middle of winter. And strawberries are delicious, but they're also super expensive in January, and they don't taste as great. So one of the things that we are trying to do is to teach people about seasonality and about getting the most bang for their buck.
It's the third time the class has been taught, and along the way, the instructors have learned some lessons and changed things up a little. They started off teaching recipes like quinoa salad and quickly realized the students weren't digging the flavor. This set of classes will teach pancakes, dumplings, savory cobblers, and empanadas. The familiar ingredients and flavors helps bring people together, says Julian Ramich of the Nationality Service Center, which helps resettle refugees in Philadelphia.
There were ingredients that they all could identify with. They all knew ginger, they knew garlic, they knew onions. They were talking about different things that they would do with chickpeas. So food is warmth, it's comfort, it breaks down kind of those barriers that we can all kind of come together.
Ghaleb Salman left his native Iraq 25 years ago and most recently lived in Thailand. He savors the choices and freedom he's enjoyed since arriving here in September.
When I think I want to learn, I want to study, I can. When I want to work, I can. I feel we have good life now, start. This is my new life. Here, everybody want to help us. And I like to learn many, many things, and I will learn.
And he's already found some new favorite foods.
I like pizza and what you're calling in Philadelphia, cheesesteak.
For WHYY, I'm Nima Roshania.
All good?
Yes.